Ukraine security issue.
For the second day in a row, the energy terror of the Russian troops continues in the Dnipropetrovsk region. At night on October the 19th, the occupiers destroyed a critical infrastructure object in the Kryvyi Rih district and the day before in the Dnipro region. There were problems with electricity and water supply. This was announced by the head of the Dnipropetrovsk regional administration, Valentin Reznichenko. Energodar, the satellite city of Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, was shelled by Russian troops again and is partly without electricity and water. According to Dmytro Orlov, the mayor of the city, one of the substations as well as the building of the executive committee of the city council were damaged. There is currently no information on civilian casualties. Meanwhile, the armed forces of Ukraine repelled more than a dozen attacks by the Russian army in the Kharkiv and Donbas regions and also struck Russian positions, the General Staff reported. This night, on October the 19th, the Russian military released Shahed-133 kamikaze drones over the Mykolaiv region. 13 were shot down, the command of the Air Force of Ukraine reported. During the last few weeks, Russia has been actively shelling the territory of Ukraine with the help of Iranian kamikaze drones, which it purchases in Iran. According to the President Volodymyr Zelensky, in this way the Russian Federation is trying to draw other states into accomplices in the war against Ukraine.
Маємо пам'ятати, що сам факт звернення Росії по таку допомогу до Ірану є визнанням Кремлем.
The very fact of Russia's appeal for help to Iran is the Kremlin's recognition of its military and political bankruptcy. For decades they spent billions of dollars on their military-industrial complex and in the end bowed to Tehran to get rather simple drones and missiles. Strategically it will not help them anyway. But now at the tactical level the terrorists may still have certain hopes and some reliance. All this will fall apart, as well as the previous attempts. The 237 days of this war prove that we are able to find an answer to any threats if all Ukrainians and all nations of the free world act together, said Volodymyr Zelensky.
Знайти відповідь на будь-які загрози, якщо діємо разом всі українці, всі народи вільного світу.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has already proposed to the President to break diplomatic relations with Iran due to the supply of arms to the Russian Federation. Meanwhile, the United States said that it had the means to influence the situation with Iran's supply of weapons to Russia. This was reported by the representative of U.S. State Department, Vedant Patel.
We will continue to take practical, aggressive steps to make these weapons sales harder, including sanctions, export control actions against any entities involved. For instance, as you all know, in early September, we sanctioned several Iranian persons involved in the productions of UAVs and weapons, and we have extensive tools available at our arsenal to disrupt not just Iranian arms transfers, but also to continue to hold Russia accountable for their preposterous acts in Ukraine as well.
In the near future, Western allies will supply Ukraine with hundreds of active jamming stations to counter drones launched by the Russian Federation. This was announced by the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Earlier, German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said that her country would provide Ukraine with a huge package of military aid, which will include anti-drone systems. In the issue of closing the sky over Ukraine, the main factor is the quantity, not the quality, of air defense systems. Military expert Colonel Petrochernik told about it. According to him, it is appropriate to draw a parallel between the protection of the Ukrainian sky and the chessboard, on which it is more important for our country to close as many cells as possible. For this, many air defense systems are needed. Meanwhile, the situation in the territory of the temporarily occupied Kherson region is getting complicated. The Russian military is blocking communication in order to move equipment and personnel from the right to the left bank of the Dnipro River. This is reported by the General Staff of Ukraine. The Russian aggressors are evacuating their pseudo-state institutions to the occupied Crimea, and they are also taking their collaborators and their family members there. The occupiers are actually preparing their escape to the left bank of the Dnipro River and thereby want to take away the collaborators who worked on the Suda referendum, said Regional Council Deputy Sergei Khlan. The local legal authorities plan to deport up to 60,000 residents from the four right bank districts of the Kherson region to the left bank of the Dnipro or to Russia. This is reported by propaganda media with a reference to the collaborators. The column of civilians leaving Kherson's right bank may be fired upon by the Russian military, and Ukrainian armed forces may be blamed for the shelling, according to Vitaly Kim, the head of the Mykolaiv Regional Military Administration. He issued the warning on the basis of the fact that the occupiers themselves are sending messages to people about the alleged preparation of strikes by the armed forces on the city.
Еще рассылают сообщения о том, что
We are still sending out messages that it is necessary to evacuate from Kherson because the armed forces of Ukraine will shell the city. Knowing Russian tactics and knowing that they are erecting fortifications in the Chaplinka area under barrel artillery in order to strike precisely at Kherson, I have the impression that the Russians are preparing to strike at Kherson, unfortunately, said Mitali Kim. The Russians are trying to scare the people of Kherson with fake newsletters about the shelling of the city by the Ukrainian armed forces and also arrange a propaganda show with evacuation. The head of the office of the president, Andriy Yermak, informed. He once again reminded that the Ukrainian armed forces do not attack Ukrainian cities. This is done exclusively by Russian terrorists. The UN Commission recorded a number of testimonies of war crimes and human rights violations by the Russian invaders in the territories of the region that were under temporary occupation, in particular in Kyiv, Chernihiv, Kharkiv and Sumy regions at the end of February and in March 2022. This was reported in the office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The Commission documented cases of executions, illegal imprisonment, torture, ill-treatment, rape and other sexual violence committed in Russian-occupied areas. People were detained, some illegally deported to Russia. It was also established that the occupiers attacked civilians who tried to escape. The Commission added that such crimes are ground for prosecution.